7:45. And live from the studios at 33rd and Burt on KIOS FM, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. This is a special edition of Live and Local. Well, sometimes they used to call them art theater houses. Roof Sokolov Theater and the Dundee Theater, all part of Film Streams. And Communications Director Patrick Kinney is with me right now. Thank you, Patrick, for coming in today.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning. Great to see you. Before we get to the Great Director series, and then this is pretty neat. You and I were just talking about that Dundee Theater. I mean, we're now a year and a half out from the renovations that added more seats and upgraded everything. Mm-hmm. And there's more on the way. Patio may get worked on this year.
That's right. Yeah. There's you'll notice there's going to be some work going on this summer. It's all good projects. We'll have some updates. Keep an eye out for that because we'll be updating folks on, entrances and
sure,
all that stuff. Good announcements on the way.
Sure, absolutely. And in fact, another announcement that will be on the way, and full disclosure, you did not fully disclose to me or anyone else here who this
right,
is.
Yeah.
But this year, every other year, you bring in a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, you've got a celebrity in the works, and we'll have a date coming up and all sorts of announcements.
Yes, that is all very TBD. But yeah, I did... Right. Let you know that this is hopefully going to be a feature year. That's what we call it, our fundraiser. But yeah.
Outstanding. It sounds great. Well, the Great Directors series, my goodness, it's great directors from across the world.
And that's right.
There have been some great American directors, Kubrick and Scorsese and people who have been celebrated. And here, Yasujiro Ozu. Amazing. You and I were just talking off mic about what he did as a cinematographer. Can you talk about what he invented shooting-wise as a cinematographer before he was a director?
Absolutely. So for his films, his great topic was Japanese domestic life, and he was really interested in capturing the intergenerational tension after World War II, about a younger generation of modernizers and an older generation of traditionalists. And so these are largely films that are happening in the home. And traditional Japanese society is low to the ground. You know, you think of tatami mats, you think of the low tables. So to capture that action, the camera, he lowered it way down. So you see behind the scenes photos of a camera that's on the ground practically with a cinematographer like laying on his side to focus the lens. So you can capture the drama that's happening where people are in the home. And that's one of his signatures, and it has everything to do with what he loved to tell stories about.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious because after he became a director, you were mentioning there are behind-the-scenes pictures
when
he's directing, where he's pushing the cinematographer out of the way to make sure that his signature shot is going to be used correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So very neat stuff. Well, can you talk about what you have planned for this particular series that celebrates his works?
Yeah, so this is a 12-film series. We are a few films in. This is 12 films that all celebrate kind of these quintessential post-World War II films that there's a few outliers, but getting at these home life stories, these stories of elders who feel that they're being pushed aside, youngsters who feel like change isn't happening soon enough, and sort of how that affects life.
And oddly enough, universal for almost every culture.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the little differences specific to Japanese culture is the respect for elders and the role that elders played in family life for a traditional Japanese up to that World War II demarcation, if you will. Very, very important. So a little more tension there than.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we may equate that in America to something in the 60s, the 50s into the 60s, right?
Well, I think it's now. I really think.
Okay.
That's why I think this series is so important to have now. We're in another time where there's rapid change in the world around us, and technology is making leaps ahead. I think it's really similar to the 40s and 50s. There's no better time than now. And actually, I found a quote from Roger Ebert who said, paraphrasing, of course, at the time of Ozu's death, his movies had not yet been exported to the West, really, because they were seen as quote unquote too Japanese, whatever that means. But he says, you know, now what could be more universal than these stories of families and the rapidly changing society and how that throws everything up? And, you know, Ebert wrote that in the 90s, and I think it's even more true now.
That's very interesting. And then if you just go back symbolically to what you were talking about, how he filmed those from down, I mean, mm-hmm. just get down to the basics, down Absolutely. To the ground yeah. And yeah. live in the dirt of the culture, Absolutely. You know, of family life.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. These films and this great director series going on right now, one can go to filmstreams.org for all the information there and also to get tickets as well. I mentioned in the beginning, 4 screens now running, yeah. 2 screens at each facility. You're doing great work over there. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful, the films that are being brought in, and both new ones too, because the Dr. Ruth Westheimer film is a current yeah. release, and that one's out there too. That's
Ask Dr. Ruth.
That's right. Yeah. Amazing stuff. That's Patrick Kenny over there, communications director. Thanks so much for stopping by early, live and local. Do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues now.